Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items, which include Helsdon Carnival and the Energy Park, but first, making the most of the River Wensum.
The missing sections of Norwich's Riverside Walk could be plugged through a blueprint to breathe new life into the city's River Wensum. Lottery cash and money from housing developments will be sought to help put the river back at the heart of life in Norwich. New habitats for wildlife, more access points for canoeists to get to the river, new bridges and the use of water source heat pumps to generate power are also mooted as part of the drive to unlock its full potential. After years of calls for more to be done to make more of the river, a string of organisations has joined forces to do just that. Norwich City Council is leading the development of a joint strategy for the river, working in partnership with the Broads Authority, Norfolk County Council, Environment Agency and the Wensum River Parkway Partnership. The strategy aims to manage the River Wensum and surrounding area for the benefit of the city and its residents, while also increasing access to and use of the river. They want to use the river as a focus for tourism, leisure and business, and last year started working up a strategy for the river, which included public consultation. A draft strategy is now emerging, which will be put out for public consultation in the summer, and further details of what could be done has been revealed.
Bosses of a life-saving charity hope they'll be able to save even more lives after a new air ambulance capable of flying at night went live in Norwich. The East Anglian Air Ambulance, that's the EAAA, New Anglia One, which will be based at Norwich Airport, is identical to the H145 based in Cambridge and becomes the charity's second chopper able to fly at night. As well as being capable of flying after dark, the helicopter, which replaces the EC-135, has greater power, more space and greater endurance, which makes it better equipped to deal with inter-hospital transfers and the training of medical crews while on standby for helicopter emergency service missions.
A community group which halted council plans to sell off woodland set on a former Norwich railway station site has unveiled a vision to enhance the area for tourists and nature lovers. The Friends of Train Wood and Marriott's Way were set up in 2013 after Norfolk County Council listed the 12-acre Train Wood, which borders the River Wensum from the start of Marriott's Way to Anderson's Meadow, on its for sale portfolio. But the group battled to keep it in public hands, and in November 2014 saw their work come to fruition when it was confirmed that the sale would not go ahead. After turning to the public for suggestions, the Friends, who work with the council to maintain the land, now hope to make it more accessible, restore bridges and paths, and celebrate its heritage. They are now in the final three of the Bags of Help initiative, run by Tesco and the Groundwork Trust, which has secured them £8,000, with supermarket shoppers asked to vote for their favourite, which could see the group awarded £10,000 or £12,000.
Proposals for a £370 million energy park on the edge of the city centre have been halted, with the company behind it owing £3 million to creditors. And the University of East Anglia, a member of the company's board, has set aside £1 million to pay back 50 to 60 investors, who will only get back about a third of what they put in. Norwich Powerhouse, set up to oversee the creation of Generation Park between Thorpe St Andrew and Whittlingham, revealed at the end of November it was struggling to secure investment. The project, which had been backed by the UEA, which put £2.25 million into the project, and energy company E.ON, which had paid in £1.25 million. But after the board called in an insolvency practitioner, a company voluntary arrangement has been approved. Its creditors have agreed to get back 33p for every pound they invested. If an investor comes forward in the future, the project could be resurrected. It's understood that investors had considered putting more in, but the interest has not yet been followed up with actual investment. E.ON is understood to still be considering its next move.
Norwich primary school pupils learning about life before iPads and the internet invited elderly members of the community to their school for afternoon tea. 10 Year 6 pupils at Magdalen Gates Primary School have spent 7 weeks talking to 5 elderly residents of Doughty's Hospital, a sheltered housing scheme, about their experiences growing up. They asked them about being a child in the mid-20th century and what happened after they left school. Head teacher Cara Fahey said, "I think some children were shocked how people could exist with no mobile phones, iPads and internet. This is an excellent project which helps preserve memories for this and future generations." 4 residents attended the tea party at the school to listen to the children's presentations and meet their parents. "It was lovely to see elderly people working with young children," said Miss Fahey. "The children really were a credit to the school."
The number of 16 to 18-year-olds in education, employment or training has increased, outstripping the national average. Norfolk County Council says a more focused approach means there are 1,128 more young people participating in further education and training compared with last May. The pace of improvement for participation at 17 is now in line with the national average, and the participation of 16-year-olds is now well above the national average. James Joyce, the chairman of Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Committee, said further education or training is vital for the future of a young person's economic well-being and stability.
"It has been a popular, fun family fixture for more than 2 decades, but organisers of the Helsdon Carnival have confirmed that this year's event will not go ahead. The carnival, which started back in 1995, when it was established as a celebration of VJ Day, was due to have its 22nd running on June the 19th, but has now been cancelled. Des Jones-Blackett, carnival chairman, said he and other members of the carnival committee resigned following a disagreement with Helsdon Parish Council over the running of the event.